Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are live from the Fox Radio studio.
We're doing live.
Who?
Maybe a little bit sluggish,
Rob
but
Parker.
Live nonetheless. What's up? This is the Odd Couple. And you got to keep it here for the next 3 hours. You
Not
won't
too.
Be disappointed. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Lots to get into. Blockbuster trade in MLB that definitely could have postseason ramification. Heck, should have postseason ramifications. So much more to get into as well, so keep it locked right here. Let me welcome in my partner, Robert Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
Robert Parker? Wow. What is all
wow.
that?
Wow.
You know, I have a friend, and I call him Rob, and his wife calls him Robert. So that may have slipped. I've
yes.
talked to them a lot lately, so that may have been a slip up. But your name is Robert, I would imagine.
It is Robert, yeah. And my late mom used to call me Bobby, and my
Bobby,
yes. You know, when you're a kid, they don't call you Robert. They call you a nickname. Weren't you called Chrissy? No? No.
Oh, heck no. I was too rugged to be called Chrissy.
Okay, I'm just saying, but
You thought that actually was a possibility?
Yes, because we had a friend
Chrissy?
In our neighborhood, Chris. They called him Chrissy.
Oh.
And
I've never heard of a guy being called Chrissy.
Yeah, Chrissy. And what I was going to say, you know, like if your name was
Chris,
yeah. Your name was Kevin... Kev,
oh, yeah,
Johnny,
yeah, yeah,
John,
but I would
Johnny.
Think yours would have been Rob.
No. You know, it
I
was
mean,
always,
Bobby obviously is also one. Yeah,
yeah, it was Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, and What's funny is my friends, close friends that I grew up with, they all call me Bob. They didn't call me Bobby. Wow. They call me Bob. So wow. when people see me or they see me in public or see me out, they call me Bob. And people.
So what did you go by?
I went by Rob.
Okay.
Like in school, I went by Rob. Right. But depending on where you knew me.
When I first started writing.
You were Christopher.
I was Christopher Broussard. And then when I got the NBA beat, the Cavs for the Akron Beacon Journal, I had a Sunday column where they had my picture, you know, and Christopher couldn't fit, you know, next to the picture. So I had to go to Chris.
So you went
I never went by Christopher. I don't even know why I did that. I just was being ornery.
Trying to be highfalutin.
I don't know what I was doing.
I was going to say, but after you misspelled Christopher a couple times, you just feel like, all right, maybe I should just use Chris. No?
But it was interesting because when I'd go interview like coaches and stuff in high school coaches, they would call me Christopher. Because really? That's what they knew me from, because that's my byline, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, I never went by it. It was just, like I said, foolish.
But we should say this, unbelievable, the trade deadline, and we knew this, Chris. We knew after he turned down the $440 million that Juan Soto would be traded and the Padres of all teams. So I can't wait to get into that.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So here we are. Let's introduce the iCouple crew. We got the super producer. Rob G is in the house. We've got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. And on the updates, you heard him, Mr. David Gascon the second. Now, Rob, it also, of course, is a Trash Talking Tuesday. So who'd you trash today on Deadspin?
I trashed the XFL. I know it was last week that they came out. We really didn't give it any run. But, Chris, how are they going to start a league or a third version of this league? No team in California and no team in New York. How in the world do you expect the league? I know it's already hard for a league to survive. But you're not in New York or L.A. or San Francisco.
Well, I get it. Like, I mean, are you really think a USFL team is drawing
XFL,
in New York or
XFL.
L.A.? Or, I'm sorry, XFL is drawing in New York or L.A.?
No, but if you're trying to get any kind of numbers, to justify it is what I'm saying. You're trying to have numbers. You're playing in San Antonio, Chris. That's all I'm saying.
They might. I mean, I feel you. It's not going
to work. We know it's not going to work. Right.
Exactly.
We know it's not going to work.
But, I mean, maybe the thinking is, remember that NBA, or what was that that women's basketball league called?
Yeah, I remember
where they tried to go to small towns, which theoretically would seem to make sense, right? But obviously it didn't work. I think it was the ABL or something like that. But anyway, let's get into it, Rob. You mentioned it, or I mentioned it at the top of the show, super trade. And Juan Soto, the outstanding 23-year-old for the Washington Nationals, traded to the San Diego Padres, who already are stacked. Right now, they're the second wild card in the National League. But they also, they got a bunch of prospects. We don't have to name all of them, but they basically got a bunch of young talent. They also got Josh Bell's having a nice season.
He's having a great season for them. Swinging the bat great. He's a big bat in that lineup, Chris. I mean, the Padres.
They get Brandon Drury. Like, I mean, they stacked up today. So, this was your pick. Now, I really can't give you much credit if they win it because, you know,
this was before
getting Juan Soto.
But didn't I pick them before? I did pick the Padres and Yankees.
Yeah, but I'm saying, now if they win it, it's like a whole different team.
I'm going to be right on the money right there. That first plaque, the first spot in that trophy plaque that we have now, it's going to be my name for baseball. I'm going to be the first
one
on that.
Now, my dream, and I picked the White Sox. And
they're only two games out now, Chris.
The Giants.
You know that.
I picked the Giants. Right, yeah, right. I know. And obviously you want your pick to be right. But if I had to name, with this move, Rob, if I had to name a dream World Series for me, I got to admit, it would be the Yankees with Aaron Judge. And in the National League, it would be this is completely
I want to hear this. I'm with bated breath. I really want to hear what you're going to say.
It would be the Padres.
More now, so I than think, the Dodgers, right? I agree with you.
And obviously the Dodgers got star power too, right? But
not like this. I'm sorry, Chris. As much and as good as the Dodgers are, and Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, they have stars, okay, that you want to see. But if you're telling me you're going to see Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, Juan Soto, and then don't forget they got a great pitching staff, Chris. Their pitching is so deep.
And then they added
They've been
Hader.
Pitching a six-man rotation. And they got a closer in Hader.
Right.
There you go.
Right. And all of those guys, particularly Tatis, Machado, and Hader, are very colorful personalities. And that's when, I mean, look, you can argue the Dodgers may have a better quote-unquote big three. You can certainly argue that.
Oh, the numbers are there, right.
With Soto's a little bit down. I don't know if you call it a down year. His batting average is down. Outside of that, he's playing well. But as far as, like, draws, like, personalities, like, swag, there's no question it's the Padres. So, no, yeah, doubt. I'd like to see that, Rob.
Well, let me ask you
that
this,
was your
Chris.
Pick, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's my pick. But here's the thing
Picking
that I got from today.
All the time.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. The Padres are front runners over the Dodgers. Come on, give me some credit, as Charlie Hayes would say. But Chris, this is the thing. Look at the teams now and where they are. No more five-year plans. No more we're going to build it. We're going to wait on our guys. We'll do whatever. It's like, you know, open the bag, pour it in the pot, add water, and stir. Like, this is where we are. And you could say that's what the Browns did. They had won a playoff game with Baker. They could have said, we're building. We got a good roster. He was kind of hurt last year. We'll give him another shot. They're like, no, we're upgrading. The Padres haven't had Tatis all year. Could have said, look where we are. Chris, they're already in the playoff race without Tatis, right? In the wild card. They could have said, let's just wait for Tatis to get back and we'll be good. No, they didn't want to do that. And if I was a fan of the Padres or any sports team now, Chris, I'm not mad at teams for saying we want to win now. We don't want to wait. We'll take our championship now. And if you're the Nationals, and I know it's different, Chris, but the Nationals won a couple years ago, and then you have to rebuild 3 or 4 years later, I'm cool with that. My team got a championship. You know, like, you don't have to win 3 or 4 champs. You just want your team to win. Am I right?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that winning a championship is obviously the ultimate goal. And I get it. Like, let's be honest. Right now, we know the Nationals won. It was great. Does it feel like the Nationals won? You know, it wasn't that long ago that the Royals won. Does it feel like
Royals
the Royals
won in 2015?
Like, it's unfortunate. I feel like championships, Rob, it's just the nature of our culture now, but I feel like they used to be celebrated more. You know what I mean? We used to marinate in it a little more. Now it's like on to next year immediately almost, you know, after the parade or whatever. But to your point, that's still the goal. And that's what you try to do. I don't think you can think otherwise today. I mean, in any sport. Like, I think the teams that rebuild, that go young, you're forced to do that.
Right. That's not what you would want to do. Right.
Like, in basketball, Oklahoma City is going that route. But, yeah, Harden left. Westbrook left. Right, traded Westbrook. Durant left. Right? They pretty much were forced into doing that. But if you are close, you got to compete right away, because we know, Rob, with free agency now, it's just too great a chance that you'll lose your guys. Even in baseball, when your young prospects become great, if they do, there's a great chance the Yankees, the Red Sox, or some other big spender,
Dodgers.
The Dodgers, is going to come along and take them, right? We see that often. And so, yeah, absolutely. Football, 5-year plans are over with. The only time I go with a 5-year plan is if I'm a GM, my team is horrible, and I'm going to my owner trying to keep my job, saying, yeah, we're not competing right now, but we've got a ton of draft picks. Look at these prospects we've got. You know what I mean? You're selling hope, not wins at that point. But yeah, Rob, I think the Padres are doing the right thing. You got to go for it now, man. No, and especially in baseball, Rob, because prospects, we don't know what these guys are going to be. How many awesome prospects have we seen that just don't pan out?
A ton. It's a hit or miss business. You know that. No matter what anybody does, you don't know once they get to that next level.
Right.
If they're going to be able to perform. But I give the Padres credit. You know what, Chris? And they look in that division and what the Dodgers have done and the money they've spent and the players they've tried to get. And they said, we're not going to play second fiddle. We got a great team. We got a great ballpark. I mean, they're like, we're going for it. And to compete with the Dodgers, last year they lost Scherzer to the Dodgers. You remember at the trade deadline, they lost to the Nationals. The Nationals gave up Scherzer and Trey Turner, the shortstop,
who
played second. But
this
year they were like, nope, not this year. We're not doing that. And they went out and they made a blockbuster. I like it too. If I were a Padres fan, I'd be ecstatic.
Well, and Rob, the Padres actually have the best of both worlds. Because Soto's 23, assuming they, you know, can keep him.
Right.
But
they have him under control.
Junior's 23.
Yeah, they're young.
They could actually, you know, baseball in this day and age has largely become a regional game. But if there are a couple teams that are positioned to kind of take the nation by storm, Rob, you know, obviously the Yankees, but you know, you got a lot of Yankees haters because they spend so much money. But I would say the Padres, again, with the swag, with the youth,
how
exciting these guys are, you know what I mean?
They might be must-see TV.
Absolutely.
They might be because of those guys play with flair. We already saw it with Tatis. You know, I had a mini man crush on him. Because
not a mini one. You were full bore. You were in a full-blown swoon.
All right.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you agree with the F them picks? Look at Rob G. attitude.
He's right.
That sports teams like the Padres have. I don't even think anything else works in today's sports landscape. But what do you say? 877-99 on Fox. Will the addition of Juan Soto make them the team to beat in the National League? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, Chris and Rob, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to the Zone AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone AutoZone. Your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. You can weigh in now on the big blockbuster trade that brought Juan Soto to the San Diego Padres.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Cade in Reno, Nevada. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Cade?
How we doing, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, yep. Sir.
So my thing is, when I see something like this, you know, there's no one way of being successful, but what's annoying is the teams that go out there and just do nothing. You know, team like the Angels, where you're just content having two superstars on your team. You could trade Trout and Ohtani for an entirely new farm system. Instead, you trade Syndergaard to the Mets, and you just sit on those guys like having them for the next 10 years and being a mediocre team is going to benefit you in any way.
In fairness, they've tried the now Pujols was a while ago, but that failed. Rendon has been hurt. You know, they've made moves. I think they've made bad moves. Hitting, but not the pitching. You know what I mean? But absolutely. I do think they've tried.
They've tried, but, I mean, you have two generational talents, and you still suck.
No, right. They do.
You could trade Trout. I mean, the Nationals just got the number one and number three prospects out of the Padres. I mean, that's going to benefit them for the next 10, 12 years, and the Angels are just content, like, hey, come to the ballpark and watch these two really good players, and we're going to lose 9-6 every single night.
I would say this, Rob.
They said that James Woods, the outfielder, Chris, is a stud.
No, look, a lot of those prospects are supposed to be the truth. But again, we'll see. You're right. He's 6'7", right, Woods? But, Rob, do you think there could get to a point, if Ohtani stays in with the Angels, where baseball begins putting pressure on the Angels? Like, if Trout, and he's right, you got two of the best players of this generation, ever, really, if they stay healthy.
But we want to see them in October. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Yeah, and so does baseball begin putting, like, pressure? Like, hey, let's get these guys somewhere they can compete for a playoff spot.
Yeah, I don't know if baseball behind does, the scenes, but they would, you know, love it behind the scenes. There's no doubt about it. Jesus in Irwindale, California, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hello, Robert Parker and Chris Broussard. It's the second time I talk to you guys.
Yes, I remember you calling before. How are you? Were you going to rip on me?
Hello. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Chris Broussard, remember when Rob Parker had this evil empire, Dodgers?
That's right.
Yes, I do.
Whatever happened now? Nothing to say about the Padres, eh? Silent. Come on, Rob Parker. Now you're praising the Padres like, oh, the best team ever. Now you're
right. Don't let him tell him San Diego don't want you, Johnny, come lately.
No, but the point is,
take your man crush to New York or wherever the heck
Chris,
you want to go.
Chris, I'm a Dodger fan, right? As long as Rob Parker keeps rooting for the Padres, I'm okay. Look where we at. Last year, he was saying the World Series champs. I'm happy he can keep rooting with the Padres, guys. Thank you very much. You have a great show. The best. I love
Thanks, Jesus. We appreciate it. How about Andre in Massachusetts? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What's going on? Listen, I love this power move by the San Diego Padres, because the fact of the matter is this, as the previous caller alluded to, what are the Anaheim Angels with those two studs all-time? They're 16 games under 500. Padres are over here 12 games over 500, but they're chasing the Yankees. They're chasing the Astros. They're chasing the Mets. They realize they got to stay in that arms race, so to speak, and so this is just tremendous. San Diego, and you know, that's a city, that's a great city, you know, hometown. You know, Kawhi played college ball there from the area, so that's a, even though it's not the mega market that LA is, I think the city will sell itself as a attractive destination. So I think those stars are going to be happy there, and it just, you know, listen, you gotta get in somewhere. This can't just be about the coastal elites, and so for the Padres, this kind of shakes things up. A lot of us.
Hey, Andre, have you been to San Diego? Have you ever been there?
It's a great city.
It is.
I have
beautiful.
Not been there. A dear friend of mine lives there and loves it. I got to get out and visit him.
Weather,
you know, but only great things that I've heard about San Diego.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's beautiful. And they have a great ballpark. You know, not too big, Chris. It's beautiful. Petco Park and Petco Field, I think it's called. But anyway, great place to watch a baseball game. And they have... you know, they lost the football team. They lost the basketball team. All they have, Chris, they don't have hockey, is baseball. That's their team.
Right.
And
all right,
if you're a fan, you got to feel good.
Well, scandals, Rob, continue to rock the NFL. We'll get into that with our own Ephraim Salam. He joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Ephraim Salam, you hear the funky music?
Now, Ephraim, I knew you were an ass, but I didn't know you were Aztec. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Aztec for life, baby.
There you go. I'm going to use that in my next comedy routine, all right? There you go.
Okay.
Ephraim, let's get right to it, man. So much to talk about with the NFL. This latest thing with Stephen Ross, Rob and I were talking before the show. The first thing that kind of came to both of our minds was, how does Tom Brady not get anything?
Right.
I think he should get two games.
He should get suspended. What is he doing meeting with Stephen Ross?
Yeah, that's you know, the NFL really frowns on when you start doing things like that. Anything where you can, you know, possibly gain a competitive edge, they do not like that. When you start talking about the integrity of the game,
yep.
You know, players doing whatever they're doing and things happening here and there, that is what it is. But when you start talking about the integrity of the game, the NFL, they bristle at that.
Because you know what? I mean, once you lose that, Ephraim, you
it's
become
over.
The WWF
right.
or WWE.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, right? You become that.
Yeah.
You can't have it. It just was weird. And then what'd you make of Stephen Ross in his statement, you know, vehemently saying, Brian Flores was wrong. We never do, you know, like that. He made it. That was the first thing he addressed.
It clearly was an atmosphere.
Am I right?
Of we not really trying to win. You know, there's no doubt about it.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, like they said, well, there's smoke, there's fire, man. And you know, Brian Flores came out and he had some things to say and you know, a few coaches, you know, backed him up. And now this, now you're looking at a situation where, you know, is this, you know, are they habitual line crossers, right? Are they skirting the envelope? Are they pushing the boundary of what you can and can't do to gain a competitive edge? And that's something that, you know, you don't want that. You know, that's why they were so hard on the whole Deflategate thing. You know, it wasn't really a big deal, but the fact that if you knowingly want to try and gain a competitive edge in any aspect, where, you know, yep. Deflategate, Spygate, whatever that is, they don't like that, man, because now, you know, we all know that football, competitive balance, and gambling, that all of that goes hand in hand. So when you start right. skewing it and riot, you open yourself up to you know, being susceptible to all types of foolishness and debauchery when it comes to, you know, players and owners and all kinds of things.
Hey, Ephraim, hey. Let's get to the story of the Go week. Story of the off season, obviously. Deshaun Watson. Were you fine with the six games, and do you think the league should appeal?
I was surprised by the six games. But they hired and they brought in an independent investigator for a reason. And although the league recommended an entire season, I believe, you bring somebody in based on and they study and based on the guidelines that you've set forth with all the information they get, then they can, you know, levy out what they think is the right punishment. And based on all of that, it lines up. First time offense, you know, whatever that may be, like
based on the precedent, you. Yeah.
She, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but and that's what I thought, Ephraim, was odd in that I don't think she acted independently because she, and I'm not blaming her, but she went totally on past precedent.
Yes.
Because she said yes. The NFL proved everything, right? But yeah,
right.
Went
they proved their case,
before.
Right. But here's the other part I think that's lost a little bit. And maybe this is why it wasn't what people thought it would be, Chris and Ephraim, is that the NFL only presented four women.
Right.
They didn't present 24 women or 12 or 15 or whatever. I think if she was presented 24 women, I think it would be different because if you read her report, She it's a slam dunk for the NFL that
right.
they proved that his purpose was sexual, was never therapeutic.
Right. But I'll tell you this, the reason why there weren't 24 women there is because 20 of the women had
settled.
And you know when settling, NDAs are involved. So now you can't be called in. You cannot be part of it. Right? Because you've closed that book. You've closed that chapter. So now you're no longer a part of it. So you can't be called in to give your account or testify or be interviewed. And right. So 20, you got to remember, before this happened, 20 of the 24 women had settled their cases.
Well, what do you think the league's going to do? What's your gut?
I think the league is not going to appeal. Mm. I think the league is going to want this over. Right? Everything is leading towards they want this to be done with. This is taking up 2 years, and they want to move on. We got our first preseason game coming Thursday. They want to put this behind us. They want, you know, his suspension will start week one. That'll be 6 games, and they want business as usual. If they appeal, you just pull a Band-Aid off.
Well, but here's the thing. You said you want business as usual, and you know how this league operates. If they get calls from advertisers or people who have money, well, I'm just
saying.
It's not
going to happen.
Okay, so
it's
advertisers, the advertisers call and say they're not happy with what's happening.
I understand,
on the way.
But guess what? But this is the power of the NFL, and this is what people really need to start realizing. What you tell me? I'm going to ask you a question. What is the one thing that you can watch on American television that you can watch live, right?
Right, we've talked about it. Nothing. But
right,
sports and news. Nothing. It's just sports and news. That's all it is.
That's it. And the biggest sports franchise or league in this country is the NFL. And it's by 10 miles.
Yeah, but the only thing is Washington, advertisers had an effect with the name changing.
Saying,
that's all I'm asking.
We're talking about a totality of the league, right? So if Pizza Hut calls and says, hey, we don't like this, we don't want to be a part of this, Domino's steps up, right? If Coke says, hey, we don't want to be a part of this, Pepsi steps in. There's a line of advertisers waiting for their opportunity. Remember what happened with Papa John's? Papa John's was going the same day Pizza Hut was now the Pizza Hut of the NFL.
Ephraim, football-wise, what do you think this means for the Browns? What kind of season do you expect from them?
Oh, I think they're ecstatic. When you look at their schedule, they have an opportunity or a chance to go 3-3. And if you can go 3-3 and get Deshaun Watson back, you're exactly where you want to be moving forward for the remainder of the season.
They could even be better than 3-3.
Or it could be worse.
They should be at least 3-3. I give you. I agree.
Yeah, at the minimum, they should be 3-3. I think, you know, they are breathing a sigh of relief. They thought they might not have this man for a whole season, right? And we have to put this Deshaun Watson and put him in place next year. The fact that they may get him after 6 weeks, that's somebody who has a high ankle sprain. Right, like that's somebody who has a fractured foot. You get to be back in 6 weeks. So I think for them and the Browns, I think if this, you know, the NFL believe has a day and a half left to appeal. If they don't appeal and this suspension starts week one, I think this is the second of a best case scenario for them. First being he got no suspension.
Right. Nah, I hear you. All right, that's our man Ephraim Salon. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Absolutely, brothers. Y'all stay safe.
All right, my man. Magic Johnson has a plan, Rob, to honor the life and legacy of Mr. Bill Russell. I actually disagree with it, though. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, the iCouple is back. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could take the high road and just talk about how Discover makes it so simple for you to redeem your cash rewards in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing, folks. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Oh, yes, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, where I'll be hanging out for the next few days starting tomorrow. Caesars Palace in Las Vegas for the NABJ convention, National Association of Black Journalists. Looking forward to that, Chris. But last night, took it on the chin, 0-3 in my picks. We're going to do better tonight. Let's go. Best bet, Twins, money line over the Tigers. That's my best bet. Royals at the White Sox. I'm taking the White Sox money line. And the Mariners at the Yankees. I'm going with the under in the run total. It's 8.5. I'm going under for Yankees and Mariners. So there you go. Again, the best bet is the Twins money line over the Detroit Tigers. All right. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on, Chris Broussard. I'm telling you who I bet on. And last night, I took it on the chin. It's just, that's how it happens.
You act like that's unusual.
It is. I was rolling. Wait
till
football season starts.
Your nickname should be Chin Music.
Is that right? Or Double Chin, the way I've been eating.
Hey, you're right about that.
Look at Chris. All whatever. Right. Whatever.
Rob, Magic Johnson says that Bill Russell's number six, of course, the great legend, died Sunday at age 88. 11 championships won, most of any athlete in American professional sports. Magic says his number six should be retired across the NBA. You agree?
No. I think, what is it? What trophy do they have named after Bill Russell?
Is it the Finals MVP?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Finals MVP.
Because they made the All-Star MVP after Kobe, right?
Right.
Which I like a lot. Yep. I don't know if Bill Russell fits into that category, and it's no disrespect to winning and what he was able to accomplish. Obviously, Chris, as a civil rights guy and a guy who didn't walk the walk, and I have a lot of respect for him, and I think that that's a nice gesture to have his name, because Finals MVP, every time, that's going to be mentioned. You know what I mean? Every single time.
Yep.
But I, you know, there's only one number that where that has been done, and it's Jackie Robinson in baseball. And I'm not so sure anybody else is on that plateau. And that's no disrespect, Chris, to anybody else and what they've done. But I think Jackie stands alone. I really do. And I don't think Bill Russell is in that class.
Look, I think you could justify it if you wanted to. He's the greatest winner ever. He did endure a ton. He's the first African-American coach. So on and so forth. But I think you could also make that argument for a lot of players, even ones that didn't go through what he did. You could make that argument for Michael Jordan just because he's widely recognized as the greatest ever.
Miami retired his number. You remember Riley thought that, and that's the only other friend, which was weird as anything.
Right, especially he never played there. And he actually beat Riley a ton.
His number is retired in Miami.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you could justify that for a lot of players. I said, Rob, that after Kobe Bryant died, I thought one way the league could have honored him was to retire his number 8 and 24.
Yeah, I didn't think that. I remember you saying that. Yeah.
But I thought, obviously, because of the tragic nature of his death, that to me was different. But again, look, if they were to do this, which I don't think they will, I wouldn't get mad about it, certainly. I wouldn't frown on it. You know what I mean? Like, he was a tremendous man and player. But I don't think it's a necessary step. I don't think the league needs to do it, Rob. And I don't think they should. I think because then, you know, again, what about all the other great players when they die? The ones that were on his level, you know? So I just think, you know, he's got the trophy named after him. That's a huge honor. Maybe there are other ways to honor him. And everybody remembers him as it was. So we are the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left of great conversation. And you, keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.